This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie on vacation. You know, a lot of times in radio you hear them say, Doug's stepping out on assignment, which is kind of true. He's out on assignment. But it always sounds so cheesy. So he's out. He's taking some time off. It's well deserved. He'll be back with us next week. In the meantime, you can tweet with us at On Air Victoria for Victoria Keelan. She's right there. Say hello, Victoria.
Hello.
At Kara Schillen, at C Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. Say hi, Kara.
Two N's.
Oh, did I say? I'm sorry.
Can't you just say hello like a regular person, Kara?
Sorry. Hi. Thank you so much.
Great. So, you want to give mine out then, Kara? You can mess mine up. Here we go. Go ahead.
Isn't it just Jennifer Horn?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did a good job.
Yours is pretty easy to spell, but I mean, I can if you want me to.
At Jennifer Horn.
Horn, like on a unicorn.
Exactly. H-O-R-N. There you go. All right. This story made me very happy because it has some personal implications. You remember a few months ago when the news broke that there was this India-based impersonation scam where these people in India were actually posing as IRS agents and trying to get people to pay money, saying that they would be thrown in jail if they didn't.
Yeah.
Taxes owned to the IRS, and it was really working. A lot of people believe them. I know my mom called me one day and she goes, you will not believe what just happened. And she played the message for me. This official sounding message was left on her answering machine saying, we need you to call this number immediately or we will be dispatching agents to your home and jail time could be in order. I mean, it was incredibly threatening. And if you were not, if you're not discerning perhaps, or if you just, you know, you believe these things, of course, if the government calls, you're going to pay attention.
Right.
You would send them money. So this scandal was a really big deal. Well, the U.S. Justice Department has just charged, this is breaking right now, 61 people and a few entities on Thursday with taking part in this scam that involved an India-based call center where agents impersonated IRS, immigration, and other federal officials and demanded payments for non-existent debts. The scam had operated since 2013. It targeted at least 15,000 people who lost, get ready for this, more than $300 million these people spent out of U.S. citizens.
This breaks my heart because these people are never getting this money back.
They never get the money back.
No.
And that's just it. And most of the people that, you know, obviously are going to pay this, if you don't have, if you're well off, you would say, oh, talk to my tax attorney. These are people
right.
who are just trying to get by, who do their own taxes, who run their own homes and their own households, and they're the ones that need this money most. 20 people were arrested in the U.S. on Thursday. 32 individuals and 5 call centers in India have also been charged.
That's a big operation.
Well, it shocks me that it's also including people who are here. So 24 were actually based here in the U.S., and then the remainder were in India.
Oh.
Pretty sad.
And they target the elderly. I mean, it's terrible. How do you live with yourself when this is what you do? You know?
I know.
I'm glad they got caught. I just feel so bad that those poor people are never going to get their money back.
And you know that once these kind of scams start, there are so many copycats that sort of follow suit. This was all, by the way, the indictments were issued by a grand jury in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas. Leslie Caldwell, who's the AG there, did a news conference and said that she will be seeking extradition for those based in India to bring them over here. And she sent out a really stern warning to other people who might be engaged in similar type of scams and schemes. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Also in the legal news, we, excuse me. That's a little toot back there. I don't know what that was. A phone?
Doorbell.
A doorbell. All right. The Bundy brothers. Remember them out of Oregon? They were the anti-government protesters that were led by Ammon and Ryan Bundy. Remember, they had locked themselves up for about a month in Oregon. Do you guys remember that story?
Yeah, I remember.
Was this the big standoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was,
yeah,
you know, we talked a lot about it here on the program. I know Doug was interested in this one. Well, they were armed. They locked themselves into this cabin. They had a standoff with not only local but federal law enforcement. They were acquitted on Thursday of federal conspiracy and weapons charges stemming from that takeover of the wildlife sanctuary in Oregon last winter. This was a surprise to me because usually when the government gets embarrassed or local law enforcement gets, you know, a little embarrassed, maybe they didn't have this situation underhand, usually those acquittals don't happen. But there was a surprise in this one. Acquittals of all seven defendants in the federal district court was just a huge blow to government prosecutors. They had argued that the Bundys and five of their followers used force, threats of violence to occupy the reserve, but the jury appeared swayed by the defendants' contention that they were protesting government overreach and posed no threat to the public. And there's a lot of tension in this trial, and you know, you can really, if you focus on it, you can see both sides. This group, while they were armed, they never said that they intended to get into a shootout with law enforcement. I think one of the guys who ended up dying, I think, ended up in kind of a squaring off with local law enforcement from Oregon. And it was never really clear if he had pulled the gun or if he just had the gun on him. So they were able to convince this jury that they were just protesting government overreach, which is their right as American citizens.
You know, this is kind of making me think of the Dakota Pipeline protesting.
That's
though.
Right, going on right now.
And those people are getting arrested. I think it's 200 people have now been arrested and booked. And Shailene Woodley, of course, the actress, she was arrested as well and kind of singled out, really, because of who she is. But, you know, if that all goes to trial and those people are not acquitted, then that's going to make things a lot worse in terms of a public outcry and more protesting. Because if these guys who, you know, could have endangered the lives of police officers, none of this is happening at the Dakota pipeline protests. They're not armed and they're clashing with private security guards and who have dogs and batons and pepper spray. So it'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out. If these guys were acquitted, which could have been a much more volatile situation, I'm definitely going to be following that one closely. We've been talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline thing here a lot on the show, but that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep an eye on that story as well. Now, we like to keep track of the royals. You know, when Doug's away, I don't know, Victoria, Karen, and I, we like to be on royal patrol. And the Queen went to a supermarket. That's right. The Queen of England went to a supermarket all on her own. We'll tell you what she was looking for next. It's 14 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Queen. A little focus on royalty. Dougie's in England. We're going to focus on that as well. He will be back next week. In the meantime, On Air DJV, Doug out. Victoria in, Kara Schillen at the controls, Jennifer Horn right here, and the Queen is doing something she doesn't normally do. She was walking around a supermarket this week, and she was on the lookout for some peanut butter. Flavor. Peanut butter is delicious.
The important question, chunky or smooth?
Well, she was asking, where's the chunky kind? Do they still make that, the chunky kind? That's what I like. She was looking for chunky peanut butter. She was also on the hunt for some ginger ale. Yes, that was her thing. And they were looking all over this store. This was as part of this visit to with Prince Charles, by the way, and Camilla, to see the progress being made on a location in a new district center called Queen Mother Square, where the Queen unveiled a statue of her mother. So what else? I know, Victoria, you were digging deeper into the story. Not only was she looking for peanut butter and ginger ale, but what else was she looking for?
Apparently, she took home, it says, free hampers full of goods worth hundreds of pounds, including dog treats for the family pets, because, of course, she has all the corgis. And then she took home some beer, wine, and whiskey. Charles actually later on said, I can't possibly thank Waitrose, the store, enough for their generous hospitality today. Really? You can't afford to pay for the beer, wine, and whiskey? Really?
Is it even operating cash? I mean, I'm just imagining that the royals just sort of have free reign, don't they? Wherever they go.
Yeah, I'm assuming they just kind of wave their hand around and then someone gives them stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's very funny to see her standing next to the self-checkout line. She's standing there looking very confused.
She's very cute, though. We should post these pictures up on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. There's something fun about the royals, and I know this is probably a very female thing, but maybe there are some men who like to follow them, too. I just think it's so interesting because here is, I mean, they really don't make any legal decisions for the country. I mean, they have say in things, but, I mean, there's a prime minister and there's a whole legal process. But it's just fun to watch them sort of, you know, wander around and to see the Queen walking the aisles of a grocery store in her most adorable little blue hat. It's fun.
She is the most well-dressed person to ever go into a grocery store.
When are we going to bring back the hat with the coat? I mean, you know, the royals still do this very well. Hats are a part of their fashion. I feel like some people pull them off in the States, but maybe we should make this a thing. Should we bring back the hat to formal
dress? Matching hat and coat? Yeah.
I love that.
I think it's cute. I think it's very cute. Yeah, why not? Jackie O kind of did that in the 60s, too.
Except yeah, Jackie O did the hats. Yep.
The Queen hasn't really, her style has pretty much stayed in the 60s, so that's why we're still seeing that.
No, she looks very good. She's got a brooch on. I mean, really, the woman rocks a hat with a flower on it and a brooch. She's all right in my book. All right, we promise that'll be the last royal news of the day at 21 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Duran Duran. It's 24 minutes past the hour on air with Doug and Victoria Kara Schillen playing DJ at the controls.
You have to feign enthusiasm for Duran Duran?
Yeah, I do. I know it's so not popular, and music snobs everywhere are going, what did she just say?
But are you against laughter and fun and children as well?
No, and I love unicorns. No, Duran Duran just had the same sound to me. I mean, maybe it's just branding. I liked a few of their songs during the 80s. Like, this one's a good one. I don't know, it never did it for me on a deeper level.
Right.
But, you know, that's just me. All right. Simon Le Bon, right? Turned 58 yesterday. Duran Duran got some good news. This is a good one. Maybe I'm rethinking. The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. That's ASCAP. You've heard about ASCAP. They're going to honor Duran Duran with their Golden Note Award at the 2016 ASCAP Awards in London next month. They called the band multi-platinum pop visionaries. ASCAP lauded Duran Duran for having written 4 decades of hits. Now, Simon Le Bon is the singer. Keyboardist is Nick Rhodes. John Taylor is the bassist. And Roger Taylor is the drummer. They're going to get the award on November the 10th at the ASCAP Annual Celebration of Songwriters and Composers at One Embankment in the British capital. The ASCAP Golden Note Award is for songwriters, composers, artists who have achieved extraordinary career milestones. Past recipients include Alicia Keys, Lionel Richie, Elton John, George Michael, Stevie Wonder, and Quincy Jones. This is a pretty big honor for Duran Duran. They were formed back in 1978 in Birmingham, England.
Wow.
And they've sold more than 100 million records worldwide. The band,
that's insane.
Yeah, honored
because
with multiple Grammys and Brit Awards, Brits and others.
Because yesterday we were talking about Kenny Chesney, and he sold 30 million albums, which is that's so impressive. But then Duran Duran, 100 million?
Well, and you also have to figure the scope of their career. I mean, when you think about their sweet spot in the 80s, they've been around the 80s, 90s, the first part of the decade. Now, I mean, you're going on four decades. That's a lot of time and a lot of albums. I mean, yeah. 100 million records is no joke. And especially during the 80s. I mean, this type of music, you listen to the sound of Duran Duran, and it just has the mark of a decade, of a whole category of music. And they were at the top of the class for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And a Bond song in there, too, View to a Kill. They got
That's
to do
right.
a James Bond theme, which
big
is always
fan.
Good for sales.
Are you guys big fans of Duran Duran?
I saw them do a reunion tour maybe like 10 years ago, and they were really good in concert. It was a very fun show. And you know every song, so it's kind of fun.
There are a lot of hits there. Kara, now you are the youngest of the three. Have you, is Duran Duran impactful on your life, or did you kind of miss them? Did you miss...
I mean, I listened to them a decent amount when I was younger. They're fine to me. I like them all right, but I'm not a huge fan.
That's good
sort of where I am. If you have an 80s playlist, then it's a good thing to add to the 80s playlist. But for my
yes.
normal listening habits, no, I don't really listen to them.
Yeah. They're not
fair
on,
enough.
Like, heavy rotation in my house. Let's put it that way. I don't want to oversell Duran Duran.
All right. We won't do the oversell of Duran Duran. But congratulations to them, nonetheless, because 100 million records and an honor like this one is a really good thing. Obviously, Duran Duran getting the ASCAP Golden Note Award in London in November. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have you heard me say spay and neuter your pets? 8 million to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, and some are homeless. Here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your pets. It's a procedure that can be performed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of unwanted pets, so it's not just a moral issue. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats as well. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of certain types of cancer and reduces a pet's risk of getting lost by decreasing the tendency to roam. So there's no excuse. If you have a dog or a cat, spay or neuter. Again, it's the moral thing to do, but equally as important, I'm assuming you love your dog or cat. You don't want to develop problems as they get older, so spaying and neutering can make all the difference in the world. For female dogs, no chance of breast cancer. For male dogs, obviously, no chance of testicular cancer. Check with your vet. Spaying and neutering, it's the right thing to do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The hour. It is on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on taking a little break, actually, a little time off. He'll be back next week. Now, we have been talking a lot because we're just a few days away from Election Day, November the 8th. If you need the little reminder for your calendar, put a sticky note there. It's an important day. However, there was something going on in a Senate debate that caused a little bit of national attention. A Maryland candidate for the U.S. Senate crashed a debate between her opponents Wednesday night. Well, why, you ask? Well, apparently because she wasn't invited. The organizers had not included this person because she was a Green Party candidate. She was asked by the anchor at WJZ-TV to leave the stage. Vic Carter was the debate moderator. He said, quote, if you don't mind leaving the stage at this point so that we continue with this organized debate. Well, Margaret Flowers, the candidate, responded, well, I'm a candidate on the ballot. I have a statewide campaign. However, the debate rules only only allowed candidates on the stage if they had at least 15% support in the polls. So the Republicans on the stage, Kathy Sliga and U.S. Representative Chris Van Hollen, were the only ones qualified with over 15% support. That was not enough for Margaret Flowers, who went on the stage and started calling people out. She said, quote, I mean, you say you're a public university and you want to educate the public, but without having a full public discussion, that doesn't actually happen. How does this serve democracy or serve the public if I'm excluded from this discussion? Flowers did not get an answer to her question. However, she did get to meet the police, who escorted her out of the room.
I have such an issue with these who gets to debate and who doesn't rules. I mean, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. Jill Stein had to live tweet the debates. Not that I'm a huge fan of Jill Stein's, but, you know, it's just the principle behind it. To have Gary Johnson, even if he has 8% or 10%, which I think is the latest number of his supporters, I mean, why does he not deserve? Can you imagine how different the debates would have gone if it wasn't just Hillary and Trump name-calling and Gary Johnson was in the middle trying to actually talk about an issue? It would have been so different and so much healthier for the country to actually focus on issues instead of this personal tit-for-tat stuff. And that happens in so many debates without a third person there or a fourth party even. I don't know. I think that these rules need to be changed. And yeah. I think that there's a public outcry now about, you know, this stuff's, we can't do this anymore. These elections are just, talk about being rigged. It's rigged against anyone else who has an opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's arbitrary, the 15%. I'm not sure who makes that decision, whether it's just the moderators.
It's the election committee.
Yeah, it's right. I don't know. And in this situation, it appears she was in the audience watching the debate, and then people who were in the audience asked if she could be included in it, and so that's why she went up on stage. And I don't know. I think if you are on the ballot and you are a person that people can vote for and not even have to, you know, if it's someone who wants to be written in, then, of course, like, I don't want them to go up on the stage, because then just anybody could go up on the stage. But if it's someone who has actually made it onto the ballot and has a campaign, then I would be interested to see what they have to say.
Yeah, I think this one has been an issue because, like you said, on the national stage, Gary Johnson, Victoria and Kara and Jill Stein both not allowed to debate because they just simply didn't have that. They couldn't get to the 15% marker of support throughout the country. I'm kind of torn on this, and here's why. Because in California, we just had a Senate seat open up. Barbara Boxer stepping down. We had 135 people running for the Senate. 35 of them made it to the ballot. There is no way with that number of people that you would ever be able to hear from anyone if it was done. Even now, I'm looking at my ballot in California, and everybody's is a little different depending on the state you're in, but I think there are 6 or 7 candidates for the presidency on my ballot. And so is it realistic for someone who's in a party like, you know, the Peace and Freedom Party, who gets to come up and debate alongside Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, even though they are that party's presidential nominee? Does it dilute the time that we're going to actually get to spend with a person who actually has a chance to win? That sort of worries me. I also think that all the parties, everyone, we have a system of rules, and there are stipulations and stuff that gets set up before election cycles even start. There are rules for debates, locations are already decided upon, and the number, the percentage of support becomes an issue. So who will actually make it on the stage? They set that number at 15. I would say to these candidates who want to get involved, maybe instead of, you know, complaining or bum-rushing stages, it might be nice to try to start rallying the Federal Election Commission and see if they can't move that number down to something like a 5%, a 7%, an 8%. If that had been the case, you would have had Gary Johnson on the stage for sure. You know, I mean, these would be meaningful changes that could actually happen instead of playing the game a little too late. It's a lot like what Trump did when he was whining about primary rules during primary season because he wasn't aware of the rules. He felt that the system was rigged against him. And there are many, believe me, I agree with them, many unfair election rules in this country and many weird stipulations, but instead of being shocked by them, maybe we need to start changing them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in favor for, obviously, there needs to be some sort of way to, you know, cull the herd. If it's the top three candidates, you know, if we do, then that's fine, you know. But I think setting a percentage, you know, if it's 8 or 10% of the country that Gary Johnson has, that's still a significant amount of people who are supporting him. And I think he has every right to make his platform known. I just think that it needs to be more than just the top two or that, yeah. You know, one Republican, one Democrat. It needs to have maybe three or four if there's someone else who also has, you know, a lot of support, but at least three.
And I would agree that I think Gary Johnson would have been a great addition to the debates. I think it would have been a whole different dynamic had he been there. And I think, again, it goes back to not making it a 15% marker. Maybe mm-hmm. we make it 7 or 8%, because really 8% of the population is still kind of meaningful. And, yeah. You know, then that way anybody who could get there could be part of that. It could be part of the stage.
Yeah,
I think
you
that's
know,
something to learn there.
I think this actually just represents a bigger issue with not being able to find out enough information about a lot of candidates. You know, with the election coming up, we have smaller elections. So a lot of senators, you know, they do have websites, and you can go to their website or find interviews of them to find out what their platform is, even if they're not speaking at debates. But, you know, we have judges who are running, and we've been talking a lot about problems with judges who are handing out these insane sentences, you know, 60 days for raping someone. You know, that's just insane. And so we wonder, how do these judges get into the office? Well, you know, we're voting for people that we don't know anything about. When I look them up, you know, there is maybe a government website that has a little blurb or maybe a newspaper article. And this is partially on the candidate's fault. You know, they don't have websites. They don't, there's barely any place to find information about these people. So you just end up, you know, picking someone blindly whose name you recognize. And I think that's an issue. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure whose fault that is, whether it's, you know, we just have to get the people running to get more information about them, or whether the media should actively be, you know, following these people to get more information out. I don't know, but it's frustrating as someone who's trying to vote and there's barely any information available about local candidates.
Yeah, we talk about being an informed voter, and you have to really work at it to be informed.
The one
there's
thing
there's a lot of work,
especially for the judges or for people. You know, you know a lot about the presidential candidates. You know a lot about the senatorial candidates. I submit you can actually, if you dig around, you'll find a lot about people running for Senate or for the House. But to find your local assembly people, your city mm-hmm. council, your, you know, like you the judges. I mean, that kind of information is really difficult. At least a place where you could see their records, so you can see what
right.
kind of decisions and legislation they've had their fingers on. All right, some food for thought there. At 43 minutes past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The American Veterinary Medical Association and its members are proudly participating in the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd. Through the efforts of the global One Health movement, veterinarians are committed to working across scientific disciplines to attain optimal health for animals, people, and the environment. Dr. Justine Lee of St. Paul, Minnesota, is an emergency care vet and toxicologist and says poisonings are always a concern.
The most important thing with any type of poisoning is, if you think your dog or cat is poisoned, to get to a veterinarian immediately. Because the sooner we can identify it, even if it's an illicit drug, you're not going to get in trouble. The sooner we find out it's poisonous, the sooner we can pump the stomach and treat your pet.
And if you need advice fast,
have your cell phone pre-programmed with your veterinarian, your emergency veterinarian, and the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center. That way you can always call for life-saving advice if you think your pet is poisoned.
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetranza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office, and it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vetranza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetranza.com. That's V as in Victor, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vetranza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetranza.com.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There was 57 channels in the night. 57 channels in the night. 57 channels in the night. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. Tied it to the top.
47 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie on vacation. We're holding down the fort, and lots of TV news. Ladies, this one really caught my attention. Big news for fans or even people just interested in Raven Simone. I used to love her on The Cosby Show. She was so cute. She played Olivia Huxtable, totally adorable. Grew up in the public spotlight. She was on That's So Raven. Now I can't say I'm that much of a fan of hers on The View, but I guess I don't have to worry for long because the rumor out yesterday, big news about her, is that she's leaving The View as a co-host and she's returning to TV in her role as Raven Baxter from That's So Raven. It's a spinoff of her Disney Channel series. She's going to executive produce and star in this one. Victoria, what do we know about this?
It's, well, if you are, like you said, if you're a fan of That's So Raven, they're going to actually have her play her same character, but now she's a divorced mom of with two preteen kids. And I never watched that show, but I believe there's some sort of magical element to it. And
the future, Victoria. She can tell the future.
One of her kids apparently inherits her gift. So it'll be interesting to see. And they're talking about bringing some of the other cast regulars back from the original. The thing about this show, it makes sense for them to reboot it because it was the highest rated show in the history of Disney Channel.
Wow.
Which you think about how many shows Disney Channel has had, and this was the only one that ever made it to the coveted 100 episode mark, which actually means syndication and a ton of money. So
That makes sense.
Hannah
Montana didn't make it to that?
No.
Wow.
No, it didn't. Isn't that crazy that That's So Raven is the one show? Obviously, they're paying her a lot of money because why would you leave The View if you're not going to be making a ton of money?
She also gets executive producer credits,
which
for someone of 30 years old, I mean, that's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah.
What I think is crazy here is that she is 30, Raven Simone, only 30 years old, yet they're going to hook her up with some preteen kids, which means what? 10, 11, 12?
That totally stuck out to me, too, yeah.
I mean, I know people have children young, and I'm not throwing stones here, but like on average, most people are having smaller kids. They have smaller kids at 30, not like 12-year-olds. Kind of odd.
Yeah. I know.
Right. What should we be looking out for tonight, Victoria?
Well, I mean, pretty much the only thing we want to watch, Game 3, World Series at Chicago.
I'm in. All right. Thank you so much, Victoria Keelan there with the TV news. It is 50 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The controls, and Dougie actually has gotten away. He took the advice of our friend Pauline Frommer, who is here with us. Pauline, welcome back. You are a travel expert. You definitely want to check out Frommer's.com, F-R-O-M-M-E-R.com. I'm looking at your website right now, Pauline, and it seems like fall is in full swing. I'm looking at leaf-peeping trips across America. What kind of destinations should we be looking into for fall travel, Pauline?
Well, this year you want to look at places that haven't been experiencing bad droughts, because that's hurt some of the fall foliage. It's meant that the fall foliage in certain places has been more vibrant, but less hard or more difficult to find. It's kind of like with grapes. When there's a drought, the sugar in the grapes gets more concentrated, but it means the harvest is smaller.
Right.
So we're seeing some really brilliant trees, but not blanketing the landscape as we usually do.
So you have to look for those good places, right? Those sweet spots. You mentioned wine, and that was a great analogy there. And I looked on your website, and I saw that there's a harvest season, that there's a way. Where can we find some romance if we want to do some wine tasting, maybe in Northern California, in Sonoma, or in Napa Valley?
Yeah. Well, Well, it's harvest season in those places. It's harvest season in Italy. But in if you don't want to go too far from home, Napa and Sonoma, right now they're picking the grapes, they're blending them, and that means there's all kinds of special events. There's wine festivals. There are classes on how to blend the grapes, because that's kind of the complex stuff that goes on with wines. You know, they grow it all year, but in October, that's when the real experts step in and try and figure out, well, maybe this grape will go well with that grape. And it's a fascinating time to visit. And like leaf peeping areas, the great thing about wine country is it's not just about the grapes. You also have really interesting museums. You have great restaurants, because you get tired just drinking wine or just looking at leaves.
You do? Do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't. But I think that the key with both these types of vacations is to pick places where you're going to have some variety, where you're going to maybe see a historic house and then go drink some wine, and then maybe visit some redwood forests and then go drink some more wine, and then have a mud
like
bath
anything.
And then drink some more wine.
Right.
As long as we add drink some more wine in, I think we're going to be okay. All right, Pauline Frommer, frommers.com, a great resource for travel tips, destinations. I mean, it really is your complete source to either look at and just create a wish list or actually get some great tips if you have some trips planned or if you're thinking about making some plans. I, Pauline, have been looking at cruises because I've got a family trip that we're sort of playing with in the spring, and I was thinking a cruise might be a great idea. What's the best way to pick a destination and a cruise itinerary that's right for you?
Well, the cruise is really about the ship. The ships vary so greatly one to the next. So you got to look at who you are. Like if you're a family traveler, if you're really young kids, you can't beat Disney. And that's because there's a rule on cruise ships. If you have a diaper-wearing toddler or baby, they're not allowed in the pool, which can be really painful for the kids
right.
and the parents. But Disney has created these great little areas with little fountains that shoot up to get around that. Now, if you're with a teen, they might get a little bored by Disney. So you want to go on Royal Caribbean or Carnival. They're the ones who have the whiz-bang water slides and on-ship roller coasters and things you can surf on and all kinds of adventures on board. Mm-hmm. If you're a solo traveler, there's no better ship for you right now than Norwegian Cruise Lines. They have created special solo studio cabins so that single travelers aren't hit with a single supplement, which doubles the cost of a cruise. On Frommers.com, yeah, we have a whole article on what is the best cruise for you, depending on who you are as a traveler.
What if you're looking like me to do something where you want to have a little fun, alone time, but you also want to travel with a group? What's the best place? What would be a good cruise line to look at?
Well, if the group includes kids, Disney is actually pretty good for you because they're very good at keeping the kids and the parents separated, giving them both great areas to play in.
Those Disney cruises are fantastic. I had the opportunity to go on the maiden voyage of the Disney Magic, and what a beautiful ship. You're absolutely right about that. Pauline Frommer, you are the best. Check out all of Pauline's tips at frommers.com, FROMMERS.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.